You know, when I talked to Dr. James White, he really just freaked out, you know, when I brought out to him the fact that the King James Bible says that Jesus was in hell for 3 days and three nights before he rose from the dead. And he's like, oh, that's heresy, that's horrible. And he tried to tell me that, you know, oh man, that's, he said, that's not even, you know, historically been the belief of Christianity. He tried to act like I'm just making this up or something. Like I'm just bringing some strange doctrine. Like everybody's always known that, you know, hell had two compartments. You know, a good side. Well, he doesn't call it hell. He called it Hades. He said Hades had, he said Hades had two compartments. And you know what his authority was that Hades had two compartments? The Talmud. The Jewish Talmud. He sat there and told me, he said, well, the Mishnah, which is part of the Talmud, he said, well, the Mishnah says that, you know, Hades has two compartments. Oh, well, case closed. Oh, if the Antichrist Jews tell us that it has two compartments, case closed. We can all go home. Newsflash, James White, Judaism teaches that hell isn't even real. They don't even believe in hell. Ask the Jews today. Ask the Orthodox. Ask the Reform. Ask any denomination of Jews. Ask them if people are burning in hell for all eternity. They'll all tell you no. They don't believe in hell. But let's go to them as an authority of what hell means in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Let's go to the Talmud. Let's go to the Mishnah. And he said, and James White said, oh, you, yeah, you won't accept those sources. You better know I won't accept that source. Why would I accept the Talmud as a source when it blasphemes Jesus? And he said, well, yeah, but they understood, you know, you need to understand how they understood the Old Testament. I said, if they understood the Old Testament, they would have received Jesus. If they didn't accept Christ, if they didn't believe in Christ, who cares what they thought that the Bible meant? Oh, well, it matters what the Talmud says, the Mishnah, which is part of the Talmud. That's his authority. I told him, I said, well, you know, Christianity throughout history has always taught that Jesus went to hell for 3 days and three nights. This whole thing of, oh, the two compartments and Hades, and he was just in Hades, you know, that's been a less common doctrine throughout history. And in fact, he tried to tell me, I told him, I said, well, I said, not that this is authoritative, but I said, you know, the whole Roman Catholic Church and all the Protestants, they all believe that he went to hell. I said they chant it every week in their Apostles' Creed. You know, they chant that thing, we believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they say that they believe that Jesus descended down to hell. Well, they got that part right. And let me tell you something. He tried to say, no, they understood the two compartments, though. I said, well, why does it say hell then? I guess you need to get an ESV of the Apostles' Creed for your Protestant church that masquerades as a Baptist church. By the way, let me just tell you something. If it says Reformed Baptist, it's Protestant, not Baptist. It's not a Baptist church. That's a Protestant church that follows the teachings of Martin Luther and John Calvin. It's not a Baptist church. Reformed Baptist. That's an oxymoron. And he's a moron. But anyway, so there, I said it. But here's the thing. It's funny because after I talked to Dr. James White, I was out soul winning. And I knocked on the door of a professor at the Catholic University, and this guy was an expert on 16th century religion. That was his focus of his study. He was a Catholic scholar who specialized in 16th century religion and in the Protestant Reformation. And I asked him, I said, you know, I got in an argument with this guy who tried to tell me that the Protestants, you know, of the 16th century didn't believe that Jesus' soul was in hell for 3 days and three nights. You know, even though it says in the 39 articles of the Church of England that he was in hell, and even though the Apostles' Creed, and he said, that's ridiculous. He said, they all believe that. He showed me evidence of the Catholics believing that, and he explained to me that the Protestants all believed that at that time. So, you know, you can sit there and pull out your Talmud and everything like that, but the bottom line is, I'm going to go with the King James Bible. Now here's the thing. If you walk out here tonight and say, you know what, I don't think Jesus went to hell for 3 days and three nights. I think that he was just in a good side, a good place in the center of the earth, paradiso in the center of the earth. You're entitled to your opinion, but don't say that the King James Bible is your final authority, because it's not. Now if you're one that thinks that all these other versions of the Bible are true, then you might have that doctrine. Because if you read other Bibles, you might come to that conclusion. But if you read a King James, hell is used 54 times. It's always a fireplace. Show me one place in the Bible where hell is a paradise. Paradise? It's hell.